Dr. Bill Crawford here, psychologist, speaker, author of 8 books, host of 2 PBS specials. Here again to bring you another tip on how to help you create the life you want. Specifically, how to use mind life from the top of the mind philosophy to bring more clarity, confidence, creativity into everything you do. Today I want to look at a quote that I found on Pinterest. And by the way, for those of you who would like to receive one of my favorite quotes each week, all you got to do is go to my website, BillCrawfordPhD.com, hit the subscribe button, it's free, put your name, email address in, and each week I'll send you one of my favorite quotes along with a connection to a video that speaks to the quote and how to apply it to life. This one is from Lori Buchanan. She says, "Whatever we're not changing, we are choosing." Whatever we're not changing, we're choosing. It's simple, but I think yet profound, because it speaks to how we create our life. If we're not changing something, we're choosing it. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that we need to change everything. You know, there may be aspects of life that we wouldn't change. You know, certain relationships, jobs, ways of being, ways of thinking, beliefs about ourselves and the world that are working just fine do help us create the experience of life we want. But if there are relationships or jobs or experiences or beliefs about ourselves or the world that are not helping us create the life we want, that are incongruent with what we would recommend to someone we love, if we're not changing them, we're choosing them. If we're not actively looking at them and deciding where we want to hold on to them and trust them, we are by default using them to create our experience of life. For those of you who follow my life from the top of the mind, you know all of this has to do with how the brain processes information. We've got the lower 20% of the brain, the brainstem, upper 80% of the brain, the neocortex, what I call the top of the mind. This is the fight or flight part of the brain. This is the part of the brain where we have access to our best thinking, problem solving, clarity, confidence, creativity. The middle brain, limbic system, is the scanner, processor, router part of the brain. Its mission on the planet is to keep us alive as a species, so it has a tendency to kind of incorporate things and hold on to things that it believes will keep us safe. Unfortunately, what it has a tendency to do is believe that worry keeps us safe. And hey, a long time ago when we were roaming the jungle or being thrown out of a village and couldn't survive on our own, worry did keep us safe. But these days, I'm not sure worry, especially kind of negative beliefs about ourselves and the world, are really going to keep us safe. In fact, they have a tendency to hold us back because they have us holding on to beliefs that we would not recommend to someone we love that actually get in the way of us creating the life we want. So what I suggest we do is follow Carl Jung's advice. He has a great quote that says, "Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will control your life." So let's not let this unconscious part of the brain control our life. Let's bring the unconscious to consciousness, look at our perspectives, look at our beliefs, look at our relationships and our job and our experiences, and ask ourselves the question, does this really represent the best of who I am? Do I want to hold on to that and just kind of leave that as a status quo? Would I recommend this to someone I love? Or is this some aspect of my life that I want to change versus just unconsciously choose? If so, that's what I help people do. I go around the world teaching people how to access this clear, confident, creative part of who you are. The part of the brain that makes purposeful decisions. The part of the brain that's able to look at an old belief about ourselves and the world or a relationship or a job or a career or a set of friendships, whatever. And ask ourselves some really important questions about that. You know, do these all represent the best of who I am? Do these help me create the life that I want to create, the one that I would recommend to someone I love? If so, terrific. If not, we can begin to change them. And as we begin to change them, we begin to have more influence in our life and in the lives of others. Because now we're the orchestra conductor. We're the person at the helm of the ship. We're the one making decisions about the kind of concepts and beliefs and perspectives and relationships and jobs and careers and friendships that we condone. There's a quote that I came up with not too long ago that says, "Whatever we condone, we codify." That means whatever we condone, we make part of our code. So I suggest we look at that and ask ourselves the question, are there old beliefs, perspectives, situations in our life that we do not want to codify, that we do not want to make part of who we are? We've got to purposefully choose those in order to change those so that we're not just letting them kind of by default influence how we are thinking and feeling. This is what I love to do. I love to go around the world teaching people how to access this clear, confident, creative part of the brain. I've written a book called Life from the Top of the Mind. And if this is something you're interested in, all you got to do is go to my website, BillCrawfordPhD.com, and explore the website. There's all kinds of things on there. If you would like me to come and share this information with you, your church, your school, your organization, your family, again, go to the website, hit the contact button, let me know what you're interested in. Love to talk with you about that. In the meantime, if you're liking the videos, please hit the like button, share them with your friends. Feel free to subscribe on YouTube and Pinterest and LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and iTunes, all the social media, because I post one of these every week. In the meantime, here's to you, bringing more clarity, confidence, creativity into everything you do, and I look forward to seeing you in the future.